And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Not only are we not afraid, we are rested. Rested. We needed to get rested, Donna and I, because we weren't. So we are. So now, you know, I'm back. Well, you know, let me tell you what's going to happen today. In the first hour, Tim Fry from Richardson Roberts Brokerage is going to share some of his experiences, including what happened at Pork Fest. He and his young daughter went, and that was a good treat for everybody to visit with them. We had a good time. And you get to see, and I got a call from talking to Bill Buper. He's one of the presenters there, and you know, he and the Boston Tea Party, Ken Royce, they I wanted to make sure they made each other's acquaintance, and they hit it off real well, and kind of the same mindset. And he and Bill brought his wife, and she was like, "Go, you know, this is go." So he's, you know, he's looking forward to going next year. I, on the other hand, was kind of like, oh, man, nowhere near enough naked zombie dancing. I was expecting to get, you know, but it was more kid-friendly this year. And the thing is that, you know, it's I think it was, you know, on the whole, more successful by just, you know, and they pumped up the big gay dance party, man. Man, it can't possibly be any gayer. Well, I think it kind of was last year. But, he owns the Comfort Inn here in I mean, we got out our divining rod and braille and map and went and found it. There it is. Hello. And we went and talked to we got some pictures. We didn't get inside it or, you know, real super close, but we got, you know, pictures and how to get there, and it's not hit anymore. You just go to Freedom's Phoenix and it's right here. Right here. Go here. Here's the sign. We'll put pictures up and you go to this sign and then you turn at this sign and this ranch and you're right there. And I'm like, why is it so hard? What the heck is going on? Well, you know, the guard was like, you know what? Let me tell you what they say. They say, you don't know nothing. He goes, I know nothing. Well, let me tell you a little bit what I know. But it sent us off on enough of a defined Steve. And, you know, we're tired of getting the faces of this thing. We get behind the scenes of somebody that knows what's what. And Steve's going to tell us what's going on in the politics. Because, you know, comes to find out, Bill Richardson, the governor's got like 2 fraud cases on him due to this. You mix government and business, you get fascism. I mean, it is, you know, the headline in the newspaper this week, you know, they have here, you know, their local newspaper. We don't need a spaceport. We need a trash dump, you know? So this has kind of had the mindset that's going on there. A bunch of promises made, what was done. You know, government, man, you just knew this was going to happen. And before, we'll go into it in the second hour. You guys stay tuned for that. But this hour, Tim Fry. Tim, I got you there?
Yes, you do.
Oh, it's working. Yay. I'm amazed at how much technology, you know, we get to make it go where, man. You know, this, Tim, it was great to meet you finally in person and just, in, you know, relax and enjoy ourselves. But, I mean, for the audience, you know, I mean, go, and we got some, you know, other stories you've had since you've left and the dime card experiences and how this is going. And you have your own apps. Now, they have the silver calculator apps for Android and iPhone and everything, but you took off with this. I remember you're like, let's tell that story. You know, you listen to the show regularly, and there was, you're in Pensacola, Florida. So you're kind of in the south there, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida area. And how did you start listening to my show anyway? How did you know about it?
I think you were on another network. You were on RBN for a while, right?
Right.
Yeah, and I was listening to a couple of shows on RBN, and I just happened to catch. And it just, like you say, it's like the injection into the bone marrow, and it just caught for me. I mean, I was pretty much more of a conservative kind of guy. I didn't necessarily agree with the wars and that sort of thing, but, I kind of followed a conservative mindset. And I would have to say, you get the credit for changing a lot of that.
Healed you. Be healed. Well, I tell you, truth is truth, and it just kind of finds a way, and you get credit when you're the first one that, somebody heard it from. But you really embraced the wallet voting thing. Tell the audience about that. See how much time we got. A few minutes in this segment. Go ahead and tell the audience, because I remember this is how I first knew about you. All of a sudden,
right.
I get.
Occasionally I'm asked to speak in front of groups that, either the Gulf Coast Economics Club or some of these Gulf Coast 912 project groups that popped up from the Glenn Beck efforts. And, they want to know about precious metals and how do I buy and what do I buy and how do I protect myself with precious metals. And, one of the things we would talk about is barter and using silver in a barter economy. So my favorite tool for doing that is the dimes, quarters, half dollars. They're U.S. money. They're made by the same people that make the big expensive gold and silver American Eagles. They got a lot of credibility. They're very recognizable. There's a lot of them out there. So I would tell people about the 90% silver, but it takes a calculator. You've got to have you got to know the price of silver, and you've got to know how much silver is in each coin and all that. So I would stand up in front of these groups and I would tell them, here's the tool we're going to use. Here'd be a great survival tool because you can swap these things, post crash, and you wouldn't have to carry around a wheelbarrow full of money. You would just have a pocket full of silver and you could still buy the same things that you could buy in 1964 when the silver came out of the coin. And guy would raise his hand in the audience and go, well, how do I know what this thing is worth? How am I going to know when the time comes what that coin's worth? So I didn't have a good answer. I would use Gresham's law. Bad money will drive out good money, but eventually people will know what good money is and they'll just figure it out. They'll have to. It'll be required. And that never was a good enough answer. So when I saw the dime card thing come along, where we just give them a chart on the back that tells them, and things like the apps, then it just kind of caught with me that that's the tool. We need to educate people before this thing happens.
Let me tell you how I first knew of Tim. All of a sudden he goes, yeah, this is a really good idea. Wallet voting, I like that. It's a good idea. Here's a bunch of dimes. I'm ripping you off. Get over it.
Pretty much.
And so for his conscience, he's like, here's hundreds of dimes. I think it's a great idea. Ripping you off, just FYI. And I'm like, cool.
That is nicer than that.
No, that's pretty much it,
That was the gist.
But, hey, somebody sends me hundreds of dollars in dimes, they do whatever the heck they want, man. I'm just, cool. And that was really, and you probably understood from the show, that was our goal anyway, is, to get people to start doing it. And you were already way ahead of this. You just lacked the one thing that I knew. This is why I was so excited about this. We were informed by a friend of mine that would buy, because he says, look, you can get the silver at or below spot. And it's recognizable silver. It's U.S. minted coins. You don't got to buy all these rounds and so on. People don't know what it is, but it's already, you're getting it below spot and it's silver content of. And I'm going, right on. Well, how do you do the conversion? Well, kind of multiply, okay, calculator. Yay. So then I'm going, all right. So we started doing the dime thing, and then Drew and Nick came up with the idea of putting them in a card. Well, then we were talking on the radio, and a programmer, coder, super geek in back east in Maryland somewhere, just he'd rather remain anonymous, he, because we're Japan, he goes, I can do this. Boom. 10 days in that. I'm like, here we go. When we come back, more from Tim Fry and where it's going. And then, of course, his experiences at Port.
This is Charles Goyette, author of the New York Times bestseller, The Dollar Meltdown, so you can learn how to protect yourself and your family. Now, you can lie to the Fed. You can end the Fed. But why not start by ignoring the Fed? Visit DontTreadOnMeme.com. That's Don't Tread on M-E-M-E, Fashioning the Silver Economy. A meme, a container. Let us Austrians use wallet voting. Don't Tread on Meme, the leading craftsman of silver dime trading cards, as well as some offbeat liberty-themed apparel. Follow the history of the dime card outreach at onceuponadime.info and get a silver calculator app at whatisthiscoinworth.info. Boycott an empire of theft. Build a society of consent. Don't Tread on Meme.
What if the key to achieving liberty in your lifetime was to move together with others who think like you? Liberty activists are joining the Free State Project, which is over halfway to its goal of 20,000 participants. And they're already making the move to New Hampshire. The successes are piling up and are proving the Free State Project is a real movement and no longer just a great idea. When you're planning your move, consider Keene. Keene is famous for its civil disobedience and non-cooperation, and there's plenty of political opportunity as well. From demonstrations and vigils to outreach and volunteering, there's a lot going on in Keene. Keene is also the undisputed liberty media capital of the world, with television, talk radio, and more, all originating here. Though it's more than just activism, with regular social events each week. See what's happening at freekeene.com and get connected with video, audio, free books, a forum, and activist tools you can download and use in your area at freekeene.com. That's freekeene.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Imagine someone in your community getting in their car, turning on the radio, and hearing the Liberty Radio Network. You can make that vision a reality with your own micro radio station. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how you can put our programs on the air in your area. You can have lrn.fm running around the clock, and you can even add in your own local shows. Building a radio station is simple, but programming isn't. That's where lrn.fm comes in. Learn more at broadcast.lrn.fm. That's broadcast.lrn.fm. You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers. If you enjoy LRN.FM, please contribute to your favorite shows via their websites and become an amplifier at amp.lrn.fm. That's amp.lrn.fm.
Rhodes, it's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and another independent-declaring kind of individual, Mr. Tim Frock. Now, you know, that is one thing you would expect. One of these 4th of Julys, we're going to make a big woo-hoo. You know, whatever. I mean, it's Declare Your Independence, right? You know, the 4th of July, we should do something every year. What, you know, I just can't get all motivated, man. I'm just like, you know, and we're off doing something. Now, one year, I'll be all motivated. Somebody will declare their independence and, you know, be big and kind of reconstituting the revolution, doing kind of here we go. Well, there's some guys like that, and some of them were at Pork Fest, and they were definitely, the next revolution be a coming. And, yeah, I think so. It's inevitable, but it's really going to be, between the year thing. It's just going to be a realization, and everybody's just going to kind of, be like you'd be in a movie theater, and you look to the left, you look to the right, or in the church pew or whatever, and we're all in revolution, right? Yes, we are. And then you're pretty much done. Yep, we're in revolution. It's all done. So this is, but it seems like it has to fall first. It has to be so obvious, and we're so broke. Well, sooner or later, everybody's going to say, you know what? We don't owe you anymore. How's it my kid's debt? How did that happen? How did they get, saddled? Did they get you born into slavery? That's what it is. So, one of the ways in the process of this, it's going to be silver and gold and real money. And Tim Fry has been going around preaching that everywhere and how he got involved in this. But you did something, a little different. Instead of just, using the guy's apps or going for that, you had some resource, a couple of nickels to rub against each other. And you said, I'm going to pay somebody to do my own. Tell us about your apps and how that came along and how's that going?
Well, we do have an app that I guess in some ways competes with the app on your side.
Yeah.
But we have a little bit of a different twist to it, but we added, and we use a different pricing source. We use London because that's a lot of what the international dealers and a lot of the domestic dealers use. Use London pricing. So we went out and paid for a little higher price fee, and we've got some additional capability in there we haven't implemented yet for other types of financial information that we can present in our app. We also have in our app a feature that allows you to store your inventory. We call it Silver Wallet. And so you can punch in the coins that you have and the amount of coins you have, and it'll instantaneously update the value of your hoard. So,
I'm not feeling real warm and fuzzy about that one. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of things on your smartphone you don't want people to know, and that's probably one of them.
Yeah, that is definitely one of them. But if you're going out on a trip and you got some in your car, you just kind of want to keep an inventory of like I'm on this trip. I kind of want to keep track. Maybe not.
I think that's probably a much better way to use it is. It is your wallet. You don't take all your money with you in your wallet. You just take what you need for wherever you're going. So you can put those coins in there, and then on our trade screen, you can both buy and sell metals out of that hoard or into that hoard. You punch in an amount, and it'll tell you what coin combination, and if you don't want to use certain coins, you can turn them off so they're not involved in the transaction. And you can sell out, and it'll automatically adjust your inventory and the value of the remaining inventory.
Here we go. Okay, now this is what I want you to go on before we run out of time. I want to make sure I get this in, Tim. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to make sure we get this in. When you saw are you super technical, uber geeky guy?
Well, yeah, I spent 30 years in the telecommunications business. I built cellular telephone systems.
Okay, so you do software and apps and kind of, understand or, you saw what was capable of doing?
Yeah, I don't do the stuff myself anymore.
Why didn't you do this already? I mean, I'm like, what was the, damn, this is what we've been waiting on. And I mean, I think that was the inspiration. You're going, wow, we can do this with our smartphones. Problem solved. Because I knew once this, I could say this is exactly. And I know, and we all know, and we make the transaction, and we know. And this, boom, it hit. And I'm going, wow. I mean, so did it click in your head? Did you go, oh, yeah, baby, let's go?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it just it caught fire, and I wanted to do it. I wanted to get it done. But, I haven't been programming in many years. I've been, busy doing other things, raising kids and trying to figure out how to farm and and raising animals and getting to know people and selling silver and gold. So I hired somebody to do it.
That's what 23-year-olds are for.
That's right.
They're all excited. They know, and it's in their head, and all you got to do is just say, do this, and they go, oh, I never thought of that, because they don't have experience. They don't understand the importance of it. But if you can explain to them what you want them to do, okay, I'll have it by the morning. I mean, it's amazing. Some of these guys, you go to them, they go, done, there, now what? You're going, man, you have no idea what you just created. because they don't understand. So try to explain to the audience, you know, what do you think the future is of this technology and using the metal? Because using old U.S. coins and everything, it's just a medium. I mean, it's recognizable, kind of educational, goes on into, you know, we'll eventually get the 10th, quarter, half ounce, whatever's, you know, hell, using whatever thing, you know, it doesn't matter. But once you have that infrastructure, those apps, the future is here. This is sci-fi. This comes out of, you know, science fiction books, okay? This is, here we go. Explain the revolution that this means is coming in the economy.
Well, I think it's the education that of what has happened to our money. I think that's the main thing. And the low-tech dime card does as good a job as the smartphone ever will, in my mind. The low-tech dime card, you walk up and you tell people that this thing that's 10 cents is really $2, and it starts thinking. It finally brings it together for them.
Yeah, we knew that, too. You had an experience.
Such as the smartphone and the smartphone technology, you know, will continue to drive technology and make this process easier for us and spread it to the younger people because they like the kids like the phones. The low-tech card face-to-face is just as important a tool as the smartphone.
Well, you know, this is how I saw the two linked. Of course, I saw it as a great educational tool. We started, you know, using wallet voting, which I had back in 2003. I knew this was coming. You know, I knew this was coming. Sooner or later, it was coming. So we had walletvoting.com. I pay the fee every, you know, just I'm waiting, okay? And then, boom, here it goes. There we go. So the thing was, though, is that it always came down to the same thing that you said. Yeah, but how do I know that I'm going, the apps are what is the follow-up to the awareness of what the problem is, and then how do you use it? So they were married together, but you still had to get them to want to use the app or see the need for the app. That's what the dime card does, and that's why we put the QR code on the back to get the app. Understand it? You get it now? Do you get it? Okay, well, click here on the QR code, and now you have the solution with the app, or you go to Robertson Roberts. Before the break, go ahead and tell people how they can get access to your apps.
We're on both the Android market and the iPhone market. The best search term on those markets is Silver Wallet. And there's Silver Wallet. Yeah, have to come up.
Silver Wallet from Robertson Roberts. Tim Fry, he's all in. But I tell you, you know, he's right. You know, you got to want to do it first. Understand the concept. They're not teaching it in school. So when we come back, we're going to go ahead and, you know, there's some experiences that Tim Fry's had with actually talking to these different groups. And they're going, ooh, we like that time card thing.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
When I signed up for the Free State Project, I was excited by the prospect of moving somewhere with other people that had liberty as a goal. When I got here to New Hampshire, I was stunned by the great weather and the natural beauty. The Free State Project is helping to move liberty forward. Want to be involved? Call 888-377-2515 now to learn more about the Free State Project. That's 888-377-2515 or visit freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
We're from the government and we're gonna solve all your problems. Do you know what your problem is? Sometimes people make the wrong choices, but we're gonna help them make the right choices. With guns. Hey, you're not running your business right. You're not paying people enough money. You're not hiring the right people. You keep firing the wrong people. Well, do it different. Do it different now! They got two boys kissing on the TV. We can't have that. We can't have boys kissing boys and girls kissing girls. Stop it! Stop it now! You're not doing religion right. You're worshiping all wrong and believing all wrong and wearing the wrong symbols. Well, fix it! Fix it now, David!
Are you interested in peaceful solutions to LGBT issues? Listen to Flaming Freedom on the Liberty Radio Network every Tuesday and Saturday night from 10 p.m. to midnight. Or download any show for free from flamingfreedom.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some great rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 Francs, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds, Montana Silver Reserves, and Walking Liberty Halves. Call 877-857-9938 or go to gold.freetalklive.com. The shipping is the same for one as it is for 20, so try to get as many as you can all at once. gold.freetalklive.com.
If you can't listen to the Liberty Radio Network's internet streams, free satellite channel, or radio affiliates, no worries. You can listen to LRN.FM from any phone, anywhere. Add this number to your phone, 760-569-7753. It's a long-distance call, so make sure you're familiar with your phone's calling plan. The Liberty Radio Network listen lines are locked on our stream 24 hours a day. Call 760-569-7753. That's 760-569-7753.
If you're looking for work, you know what I mean by elevator speech. It's the short version, saying just enough to make the listener want to listen more. Even if you're not a job seeker, effective communication skills have never been more important, with money and attention so scarce now. So to cut through the clutter, choose every single word as though it was the last word the person you're speaking to will hear. Otherwise, it might be. Instead of saying, due to the fact that, say, because, and avoid mispronunciations. Say jewelry, not jewelry, which could offend. Undoubtedly, you don't want to say undoubtedly. And whatever you do, never use a preposition to end a sentence with. Just kidding. For more tips, hit survivalspeech.com. I'm Holland Cook.
You can put the Liberty Radio Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence live from Truth and Consequences in New Mexico, still here near the spaceport, Spaceport America. Okay. We'll talk about that in the next hour with Steve Roque. He is a business owner here, owns the Comfort Inn, and he's, it's going to be an interesting conversation. This hour, we're finishing up with Tim Fry, one of my new best friends, from Roberts and Roberts. Now, we'll talk about this. The dime card thing is best, but he understood from the beginning. The light went off with him as much as it did me and many others. We're like, damn, this is the combination that we've been waiting for. An education of what happened, a dime's worth $2, how'd that happen? And, that if you're going to be trading in silver and doing this, you see the inflation, and you don't want to have, $400 loaves of bread. Then you go, well, how do you do this? How do you market? How do you go to some people? So when we go to Craigslist and stuff like that and buy, we always offer silver. We always say, hey, well, you give discounts for silver. And it's amazing how many people do. I mean, it's like, I don't know, 1 in 10, 2 in 10. They go, well, absolutely. And you go, yeah, fellow traveler. Okay, he understands. And then you're negotiating. Well, what are they? Well, then they want Philharmonics and not Fred's Casino silver, you know what I mean? So you're going, all right, well, that is eliminated when you're using U.S. currency. The U.S. minted silver, that helps a lot. And anybody that wants to take silver, they understand that. And you put it in a dime card, that makes a difference. Now, Tim's talking, tell the people you're looking at, you see an opportunity to kind of do it. We're doing with the Money Dome. I mean, we didn't sit there and beat it, to death. I mean, we're busy. But you could see the advantage of having someone like yourself being a bank, right?
Absolutely.
Well, tell me what your plans are for next year. How are you gonna do it? One last thing I got to do. Go for it, man.
Well, I'd like to go to Pork Fest and arbitrage or provide the banking services for people that want to use silver. I noticed, I ate quite a bit at George's stand down in the Speaker's Pavilion. because he has good food. If you've ever eaten a bacon weed, you need to try it.
Yeah, once. Once a week.
I constantly paid in silver down there. We had no Federal Reserve notes going out. They would actually give me change, and they gave me $2.25 for every dime. So it was a little bit higher than spot that they gave me, and then they would provide, you know, the 75 cents change. We'd come back in fake money. But it got me thinking, because towards the end of it, fewer and fewer vendors were willing to take silver because they'd taken about all the silver they could afford to take, and they needed them Federal Reserve notes to pay the grocery bills. So I got to thinking, well, how do we come in and support the continued use of silver all the way through the event and provide, you know, whatever form of currency the vendors need at the end of the show? So I'm working on putting together a plan for that for next year.
And we learned that year before was a young man did $1.25 he sold copper rounds for, and bought them back at $1.25. And I immediately realized where he made his money is the ones that people kept. So we did kind of what you're talking about. We that was the whole point of the Money Dome. We wanted to continue this silver thing, but we came across that very same thing the year before. So we said, I said, all right, I will go ahead on these cards, because everybody had a bunch of dime cards and so on, but I want to buy back somebody's damage. They, you know, sat on it, bent it, doing whatever, and I'm paying, you know, over spot for these things. So I said, tell you what, I will go ahead and sell for $4 all of my Freedom's Phoenix magazine cover cards and some Ron Paul stuff that we had, the Daily Paul things. And I go, those come back, George. I give you $4 for them. But when he did, at the end of the event, when we settled up, he goes, he gave me, a whole lot, but I'm going, okay, you know, but I know how much I sold, and I only bought back about a third of them. So what I made my money on were the ones that people wanted to keep. Some of them are just cool. They're popular. They're, you know, they're pretty. They have, you know, a message that they want. They're like a business card you never throw away. And you use that a lot in yours. You got a Roberts & Roberts dime card that you use as like a business card. How's that working?
Well, that works great. It's a business card nobody can throw away. So, in fact, I handed you one when I first met you.
You know, he comes in. We were in the VIP dinner tent thing or something. And this gentleman comes up and he goes, here, I'm going to give you my card. And I look at it and go, oh, give me a big wet one. You know, yeah, it's good to see Tim. So that was the first time we met. And it was really great to see. I was really excited. And, you know, get to meet your daughter. And, oh, I'm sorry, what's her name? Aaron,
yes.
Aaron, yay, I remembered, yay. So this is, and it's a beautiful young thing. And she, how old is she? She's probably 11 or something.
Oh, she's 9.
No kidding.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's get them out of school, kids.
Man.
Just take them out of school.
Yeah, that's a smart, you know, healthy-looking kid that has beautiful blonde hair down to the back of her knees, man. She's proud of that hair, I imagine.
Yep.
Okay, now this is one thing that we want to talk about later. I got a call from you. I was in, I don't know, Tennessee or something, driving across. You just had to share a story, you know, a dime card story with me. Go ahead and tell the audience that one.
Well, when I got back, I had on Saturday, the Mississippi Preparedness Project is a project that's an offshoot of, again, the Glenn Beck 912 group. And it, the idea is, you know, we're facing a number of things that could make life a lot more difficult, and we need to learn to survive it. And so I applaud them for that. And you know, they peg the economy and economic situation and the debt as the number one cause of a future calamity. So I have to say they've done a great job of figuring out what's going to drive this thing. But they give presentations or seminars on what the preparedness group is all about. They invite vendors to come in and display their wares, things like bug out bags and guns and ammunition, canning, milling your own flour, dehydrated and freeze-dried food. So all of these things are available there. You can talk to experts about these different things. And one of the things that they wanted to bring into this one was money, was how do we barter, how do we change, how do we protect the wealth we do currently have with precious metals. So I gave a little talk about that, went through kind of all your standard, you know, here's the Federal Reserve central banking evil talk, and, you know, here's what's happened to your money, and here's the situation that we're in, although they've already presented the, kind of a lot of the key statistics about the debt and where that was going. And, you know, the unfunded liabilities of all these retirees and programs that we metals, and then we got into the barter situation. You know, you're going to be out there with your, you can buy a 1/10 ounce gold coin, but you're going to be out there with a gram scale, a file, and you're going to hope it's not windy, because that 1/10 ounce gold coin is going to buy an awful lot more than anybody has. So I started to talk about the 90% silver coins, and I showed them the dime cards. That idea caught with that audience very quickly. I also told them about our app, and you could see the younger folks pulling out their smartphones and downloading my app right there on the spot, you know, while they're listening. And once the presentation was over and I went back over to my table, I had brought lots of loose dimes that I packaged into, you know, certain size denominations or certain levels of purchase. I brought a few gold coins. I brought big bags of silver. I brought a 100-ounce bar and some smaller stuff. And invariably, people wanted to buy the dime cards. That's what they wanted. They wanted to be able to get that chart on the back and learn, you know, be able to tell other people about silver.
Education. And what was it? Did you have a popular one? I mean, where'd you get all the different designs? Just you picked them up at Pork Fest or something?
Yeah, I picked up a bunch at Pork Fest.
Got them out of the money list.
Drew had sent me some. We supply a lot of dimes to Drew for making cards for people, and he had sent me back a bunch of dime cards with different artwork. I would say the Ron Paul coin, the Ron Paul cards were very popular. They liked the Atlas Shrugged, and they liked the Catlas Shrugged. I don't know if anybody, you know, if you've seen that. You know, the 1984 cover, the idea of being able to do a business card was appealing to them. So, I mean, they just, you know, a lot of what they wanted was that chart on the back. They wanted that information on the back.
Education. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, where this is going. Yeah, you know, a little bit more Pork Fest stories, you know, from another perspective. But my biggest thing is, you know, now you can see where the future's going. We'll reminisce.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com, constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government, the real condition of the economy, innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but now there's an alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under constant attack, FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. The revolution between the years has already happened.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.lrn.fm.
Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit the Liberty Radio Network when you shop at Amazon via shop.lrn.fm.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
George, you can go this way.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring Simon to their rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually. Have a funny way of telling people no.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Coming this summer, Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
You can connect with the Liberty Radio Network via our Facebook page at facebook.lrn.fm. That's facebook.lrn.fm.
Freedom is the answer. What's the question?
I want to break free.
You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I want to break free.
Yeah, breaking free, breaking free, breaking free. How do we do that? Well, you know, the first thing is, you got to know you need to. I mean, you know, that's the one thing, you know, who's more enslaved? The most enslaved people are those that think they're free when they're not. Well, you know, Tim Fry goes around and talks to your group, and he says, you ain't free. Until what? You know, what about that, Tim? I mean, until when? I mean, when do we start feeling, and I know it has something to do with economics, but I mean, what are we looking to do to be free? I mean, when do we know we are?
Well, when we trade value for value, that's, to me, in economic freedom, that's what it is. It's trading value for value. It's not trading debt for value or manipulated value for value. It's,
or enslavement of your children. Enslavement of the children. I see this. It really hit me, Tim. I tell you, when I had my first grandchild, that she was being not only born into debt slavery, but they were adding on to her debt while she was in the womb. I couldn't let that go. I mean, that really sent me into another path of activism, doing the awareness thing on this, what's happening with the debt and what's happening with the value of the currency and what's happening with inflation and what's happening. And the wallet voting thing was like, oh yeah, baby, here we go. So this is, I was really glad to see someone in your position really take up the mantle on this because, one less thing I got to do. So what's your success? How can you tell the expansion, the downloading of your app? How's it going?
I'm not watching it all that closely. I mean, we had several thousand downloads. We came out with version 2 already, but, you know, I haven't asked since then if we've, you know, how we've been progressing on it. It's kind of like just a little background piece of that's happening for me, and I got people, you know. When you work in the corporate world, you rely on people to do their job.
I got people. You know, one thing that you and I were talking had a good idea is that on the money list, I already talked to Drew about it. They're going to go ahead and put up a big QR code that goes directly to 2012 Silver Odyssey. And so they can get the video and kind of see what the whole, you know, why we call it the money myth and so on. And, you know, the dawn of man, the dawn of money, and how that all relates. And we were thinking, you know, Drew was kind of working on maybe we'll go to Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. But I'm just not, I mean, it'd be a curio for them. They get it. Okay, yeah, cool. But they're not really the crowd that really understands the power of local, down low, little guy activism. They don't. I know these guys, and they have no respect for that. I mean, they kind of, yeah, it's a cloud over, but the riffraff kind of thing. And they're more worried about their gazillions. And I'm going, okay, I completely understand. They got their own whatever. It's not necessarily the crowd, but like Libertopia, you go in October. Are you going to go to Libertopia?
I'm seriously considering going to Libertopia. It's a 2,000-mile drive one way instead of a 1,600-mile drive one way, but I think I could probably stop in, say, Phoenix and rest a while.
Yes, you can, and we care a van. You know, so you're not a flyer, huh?
I don't fly anymore. I haven't flown since 2007.
Why?
TSA.
Those sons of bitches. I mean, you know.
Yeah. They attempted to separate me and my daughter, who was then all of, like 5 years old, into two separate lines. You know, and maybe we were only 20, 30 feet apart, but that's too far. I had an argument with a TSA person, and finally a supervisor came over and said, well, that's just silly. Let them go together. But you know, I had to have an argument to get on a plane.
Now, wait a minute. What was the reasoning? You can't go with your daughter through the line?
Well, we went through the standard, metal detector, undress yourself and plead before the man, show us your papers. And then we had the dreaded, quadruple S on the boarding card, so we had to go through yet another line. So we've been through a 45-minute line, then we had to go through a 20-minute line. We get up to the front, and they're separating travelers. And it kind of dawned on me what they don't want is they don't want, if they have to get a story from somebody, they don't want a story and the other person hearing it and supporting the story. They want separate stories, kind of like when the cops put you in different interrogation rooms. So they get everybody up to the front, and you go this way, and you go that way. You go this way, you go that way. We get up there, and I'm standing there with a four-year-old, and they go, you go this way, and she goes that way. And I said, uh-uh. And so we had about we had an exchange, and finally it got loud, and the supervisor came over and said, well, that's just silly. This kid's only 4 years old. She can go, but it was still enough to say, I don't get to deal with the supervisor at my first contact. I have to deal with that person.
That is. I mean, damn. And, we can do a whole show just on this stuff. So anyway, Tim is like, I'm a good father. I love. Not going to happen. And to avoid this in the future, we're going to drive.
I won't even support a system that I haven't flown since then. When I was still a stockbroker, our company was also in, investment brokerage for IRAs and stocks and mutual funds, IRAs and things like that. I gave that up a couple years ago because, we were doing about 99% precious metals anyway, and the stocks was more of a drag on us than anything. But I don't even that market anymore. There was a time when I was an amateur investor. I called myself a night trader because of I'd set everything up at night and just let it go work the next day. And then, at lunchtime I'd see what was happening. But, we'd have to go around to all these compliance meetings, and I'd have to go up to my broker dealer in Chicago, and I'd have to go to New York for this and that. And so I've been for a couple of years there. I had to drive everywhere.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you'd, Donna and I are doing the round the country thing. We've yet to hit a check. Well, no, that's not true. We had a checkpoint coming up just a couple of days ago. Matter of fact, I did my quick phone. That was the first one. We're going north of Las Cruces, and all of a sudden, boom, here we're at checkpoint. I had Donna was driving, and I had my smartphone on. I have a quick button, which is, it automatically records a video to your QIK. It immediately goes, records, and shares it to your circle of friends or whatever. So I had it on. I whip out my phone, boom, push the button. I got it right on the guy's face. Never mind. Okay. So we go through, and we got a trailer full of all kinds of goodies, man. It really, mess with us. So they get an education. I want them, if they pull me over in secondary, got to do an inspection, I'm going, oh yeah, baby, we're unloading. Yeah, we're going to go through everything. You're getting an education. Okay. And this means that, and that means this, and screw you. And I got some other t-shirts you need to see, and I want to make sure. That wouldn't be a good idea for them. So, and of course, video. So I'm with you, brother. This is we're in dark days, but I need you to kind of share with the audience. Are you optimistic? I mean, in the future, certainly in the industry that you are and how you're doing this. I mean, what kind of future are you looking at?
Well, I do see people coming together. The Mississippi Preparedness Project is bringing people together to form societies that are, just within themselves, they're going to be peaceful. And I see more and more people understanding what's going on with schools. Schools is a big thing for me. I'm a big father. follower of School Sucks podcast. And so I see more and more people waking up to what the kiddie prisons are doing. And also more and more people taking an interest in raising their own food, or at least knowing the guy that raises their food. So I see that. So that those things give me optimism.
Yeah, Brett Vernot is School Sucks Project. We just created a special edition for him. You go under special editions. Adam and I were talking about it. So I got to get with him on go out and say, all right, start loading it up, man, or I'll load it up for you. Because this is – I can see that is step one. I mean, you got it. You want to fix the future, well, quit giving the man all your children. I mean, what do you think was going to happen? You know, what's the first thing they want to do? Oh, because we let you. Oh, in Texas, I don't know if you heard the shows. They do the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag, and then they do the Texas flag.
Yeah, right.
Just another flag, you know, whatever. But So I'm looking forward to the future. And I know you and I are going to be working together in the future, because you're just the kind of person I've been waiting to come around to help. You know, and there's a lot of people that like to help. And I want to work. I hope you'll go to Libertopia just so you can come by Phoenix, make a vacation of it. You know, just come out and chill, man. You know, October is a great time in Phoenix. We still do some swimming, you know. So go ahead, bring the family. Would you bring your family?
Oh, absolutely. I think I will bring the whole family this time.
Well, who is the whole family?
I'm going to take care of the chickens, but we'll find somebody to take care of the chickens.
Yeah, we got neighbors and kids taking care of ours. You know what? Well, who is the whole family now? What would you bring with you, your wife and your daughter?
Yeah, wife and daughter, yeah.
And you have older children. You have older children, too, don't you?
Yeah, I've got four older children. My youngest just graduated from college.
You know, it's a multi-generational thing. Get to start over doing it right with your young 9-year-old daughter. You know, just start. We're going to do it a little different. The support structure of an entire family. She's so lucky. And so are we. No,